chaos in the streets of American cities, the pandemic of Black Lives Matter and Antifa violence is not exclusive any longer to Portland or possibly even places like New York. It is everywhere, spreading faster than the coronavirus itself, and nobody is safe. My guest today on the show that's coming on a little bit later is Savannah Hernandez, who even herself was attacked, robbed, and mobbed while simply trying to report on this madness.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey! Boom!
It's not safe to tell the truth in this country anymore. You might be called a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, but you know what I have to say? I think myself included, we don't care anymore because we see right through the facade of these groups. We see the truth about what Black Lives Matter is really about. Like, we just saw a young Hispanic woman get beat up, attacked, robbed by white people, of course, right? Who would ever have thought? We know Black Lives Matter is not about protecting black lives. You already know that. You're smart. We know it's a Marxist organization. But ultimately speaking, from this Breonna Taylor case, we realize that they operate on the predication of false information, of media support, and most importantly, on the pressure of violence against police officers. It's absolutely disgusting. I'm sick and tired of it. This is a more serious episode of Slightly Offensive, one of the worst shows that you probably watch, but it's something I do with my entire life. My name is Elijah Schaefer, the host. As I always mention, I really do hope that I'm at least in your top 37 hosts. It would be pretty cool. 36 is at least the cutoff for me. We got a big show for you today, talking about everything that's going on with the Breonna Taylor case and the riots that ensued. Unlike most shows that show you just a few clips from one city. Guys, we are talking about what happened in Austin. We're talking about what happened in Louisville, Portland, Los Angeles, Dallas, which is where I was, Seattle, the District of Columbia, as well as some honorable mentions in Memphis. This show is going to be filled with a lot. Let's jump into this before we get into anything. So obviously, Breonna Taylor, the current narrative is that there was a black woman who was sleeping in her bed. She was just sleeping in her bed, and she was shot, and she was killed by police who did not announce who they were. And so people are crying out for justice for Breonna. We need justice because black people aren't safe. They go out in the world and no matter where they are, they get attacked. Look at this clip from MSNBC where the current narrative that black people are just getting shot and hunted down seems to be the pervading narrative, as if we have no ability to just Google search the truth. Look at this.
So everyone black I know feels hunted. Whether it's a police officer bursting into your home and you're a 26-year-old EMT named Breonna Taylor and it's 1 o'clock in the morning and the police bust in and just start licking off shots and then you wind up dead.
Now, obviously, this kind of narrative freaks black people out. I mean, seriously, if I thought that this narrative was true, which I'm sure at one point in my life, if I didn't have an IQ above 85, I probably would have believed it's true. But if I was anybody, white, black, Hispanic with a low IQ that didn't have a good education, or perhaps I'm just indoctrinated in the absolute bullshit that currently is what is the established talking points in our country, I might actually think this is real and I might want to riot too. And we're going to show all the riot footage. But I want to remind you guys always that not only is it crazy out in the world, but your life is crazy, which is why you always should wake up to the best cup of coffee in America. I'm drinking it right here. It's so ironic. It's in a Starbucks mug. I don't drink Starbucks really anymore at all, especially not at my house because I found Black Rifle Coffee. Guys, Black Rifle Coffee is not only a delicious roasted coffee, which comes in whole beans, ground roast, coffee rounds, and also, you know, in canned coffee. The reason why I love this company is because they are veteran-owned and veteran-operated. And guys, I look at the Leos, I look at law enforcement in general, I look at our soldiers, and I'm like, gosh, these guys get the brunt end of it. They get treated so poorly. And it makes me sick, you know? It really does make me sick watching them get treated like this. And so, you know, this company goes out of their way. They donate tons of bags to first responders, to people on the front lines. And I love that. I really love a company that holds my values, which are for free speech, and it's supporting people who love this country. It's incredible. But anyway, if you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping. I want to encourage you guys to use the Black Rifle Coffee Club. It's basically what you get, anything you want, you put it in. It's a monthly subscription to get shipped to your home or office with free shipping. So anyway, go to Black BlackRifleCoffee.com/offensive to find out how you can get 20% off your first order. You will not regret it. It's absolutely incredible. Check it out today. Let's jump right into this. So Breonna Taylor, number one, no, she was not shot while sleeping. Number two, there was a warrant on the house when police entered. Number three, it was a no-knock warrant. They did knock. They announced themselves. Number four, her boyfriend, he shot at police first. She was struck accidentally in the middle of this as collateral damage. Number five, she was involved in her ex-boyfriend's drug trade. Number six, it looks like her new boyfriend, damning evidence says he might have been involved in the drug trade. Number seven, her name was on the warrant. I don't know if I mentioned that already. Breonna Taylor was not an innocent victim of random police brutality. She was a victim of the problematic behavior in the Black community. But people don't care about the truth because fiction is better than fact. And what we saw is that these protests are not angry Black people from the city. These are organized protests as Julio Rosas and Shelby Talcott. Shelby Talcott's of the Daily Caller and Julio Rosas is of townhall.com. Both incredible websites captured this footage of a truck, a rental truck, unloading shield supplies with Antifa logos on them for protesters. Am I surprised? No, of course I'm not. Yeah, it's true. Look at this. These protests, as we saw, were almost, I think, 8 of the 12 people in Kenosha that were arrested turned out to be not from the city. We're finding that a lot of the people getting involved in these things are actually spawning this. And the truth be told is that if you watch some of the recent specials on Civil War on Blaze TV, you would realize that the reason why these are organized protests, it's part of this unrest that they are pushing in our country to try to establish a regime change so they can make Trump look widely unpopular, more unpopular than he actually is. But they do this by providing tools to escalate the violence. And so these riots were escalated not because people are genuinely upset at a truthful fact. They're upset because, one, they're... Yes, but that doesn't matter. Number two, because they're useful and they're being taken advantage of by individuals who are providing them shield and weapons and et cetera. And it's absolutely insane. But as the violence continued on the streets of Louisville, a national emergency was declared. A curfew was declared. And violence continued to erupt. Check out this footage from George Ventura that shows some of the altercations that began happening between police and protesters who, of course, continue to scream and cry and whine while they get arrested as if they weren't already disobeying the law in the first place. It blows my mind. It really, it does. It absolutely blows my mind. Check out, you know, and you go, why were they getting arrested? What was going on? Well, I don't know. Maybe they were lighting off improvised explosive devices and they were disobeying orders to back down to vacate the area as the city had already been locked down. This footage here shows that's captured by Julio Rosas of Town Hall, as well as a young independent journalist named Sam. I think it was by Sam PDF. I don't know. It must be hard. It was easy to download this file. It must be why. Check out some of these fires that were lit around the area, as well as the explosions. I mean, these people were up to no good, learning a lot from Portland.
This is the Louisville Metro Police Department, and I can tell you state law, this is an unlawful assembly. And I command all persons so assembled here to immediately and peacefully disperse. Do not do so. We may dispense chemical agents, and you may be arrested.
And as it escalated, I mean, are we surprised? I mean, within minutes, I was happily able to break this news to show people, not happily this happened, but showing people the true extent of why these police take such a proactive response with these individuals is because within a few hours of these protests happening, two officers were shot and they were rushed to the hospital. Their condition is still not exactly clear. I believe they're expected to survive, but they were shot. And that's why police take matters very seriously. And unfortunately, in the midst of all this, while documenting this, three of my friends, you guys know the crew? The crew, there's the Julio Rosas of Town Hall, Shelby Talcott, Daily Caller, George Ventura, Daily Caller, Richie McGinnis, Daily Caller, Andy No of the Post Millennial, Drew Hernandez of Tatum Report, and myself, we're out there. We're mobbing. We're not robbing, but we are bringing our cameras and we're exposing these people. Well, unfortunately, George Ventura, Shelby, and Drew were arrested in the midst of this. They were booked on charges of two misdemeanors, including breaking curfew. These have criminal charges. They have court appearances. Even though they let officers know that they were pressed and they had identification, they were still arrested, put into jail in holding for and booked. I mean, look, I have to be fair on this show. While I think the police are treated unfairly, I also think it's kind of stupid to arrest marked press that have credentials who are doing their job and are, in fact, actually exempted from this curfew. Now, Shelby still doesn't understand why they held her for so long, even though within minutes they knew who she was and they were able to confirm her identity. It took Daily Caller the help of Senator Rand Paul and certain independent organizations to get these people released. At the moment of this recording, Drew Hernandez of Tatum Report is still in custody, and I'm working with the president of Blaze and a few others to get some contacts in Kentucky. We're trying to get him out. Just so you know, I did offer to bail them out. Daily Caller was able to work it out with Shelby and Drew. We at Blaze TV, that's why you got to support us. We do put our money where our mouth is. These independent reporters and journalists, they are in jail. They are being booked, and we're here to help them. We're here to use our resources to get them out, because we don't let these people suffer. Even if the police, I'm not, you know, incriminating the officers. I'm just saying we should not be arresting the press. And this is why I hate the fake Antifa press, because they make it very hard for the real press to be taken seriously, because the police are so used to interacting with people who are just there to terrorize the community and pretend to be us. And the reason why they're afraid of people who are at the front line who are causing problems is not just because they were shot, but it's what happened in Portland. Look at this footage of individuals from throwing up to, there was three Molotov cocktails thrown at police officers at the Portland Police Bureau as they attempted to arrest individuals who were rioting there over Breonna Taylor.
Hey, fuck you! Hey, oh.
I mean, really, it's absolutely incredible, even though that's why I can't really criticize the police to an extent for what they did, because I realize that they are in consistent danger. But at the same time, we also need to realize that law officers are still part of the government and they're still held accountable to constitutional rights and laws. And the First Amendment does protect free speech, especially for press. On top of that, those who are licensed. But I do see that they do face very grave and real danger. So as a human to human, I know why they're on guard. Now, what's crazy about the Portland interaction with these people who threw Molotov cocktails is the Portland Police Bureau is extremely in danger because disgraced Mayor Ted Wheeler actually signed an order that restricted the police from using CS gas, or otherwise known as tear gas in some places, on rioters. And if you don't know anything about tear gas is extremely effective for making Antifa like little children. On top of that, it's also effective for making people run away and not be able to throw Molotov cocktails at police. But thanks to Mayor Ted Wheeler and justice for Breonna, what says I'm fighting for someone who was killed in a shootout with police that was involved in drug trafficking, like, let me throw some Molotov cocktails at police. Really convincing story. But that wasn't the only thing that happened here. Let's go right now to Los Angeles. Things went down there as well. There was a video shot by a journalist named Tomas, who's extremely hated by the Chicanos, the Brown Berets, RevCom, Marxist Revolutionaries, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all distinct and separate groups. Do not group them in one. Do not call everybody Antifa. They're not all Antifa. That's like when they call us all racists, even though we're not. You can't just group them all together. These are all different groups, but they have one common enemy, which is Donald Trump and anyone who loves this country. Anyway, they recorded the true colors of what Black Lives Matter is about as this black officer is sitting there patiently taking the insults of individuals, being called the N-word. Nothing says I respect black lives and I want them to get ahead like attacking a black person who's working hard and getting ahead and calling him a derogatory slur that was used by slave owners towards black people.
You a fucking hoe, bitch. You a bitch ass. Take your fucking girl, bitch.
I can't stop this crime. Now, did you notice they were wearing these masks that were white masks? Now, I don't know the last time. I really don't know the last time that I remember in history where people were wearing white masks or hoods and assaulting and attacking black people. You remember anything about that? Did that ever happen at any point in history? I don't know. You tell me if you know a thing or two about that. I'll tell you. This is nothing new. Now, you also notice he was wearing some sort of sunglasses. This is a new thing police officers have to do in order to prevent themselves from being blinded in the eyes by high-powered lasers. And it's just so sad that we've gotten to this point. And, you know, they're not safe. Nobody's safe out on the streets. It's getting increasingly dangerous. We have a lot more footage coming up. But I want to remind you guys more than ever that you guys need to stay safe online as well. Your information is being packaged and sold by internet providers, by websites that are accessing your computer, and you need to protect your information. It is vital now more than ever, which is why you need to use a VPN and which is why I use one too. If you go to expressvpn.com/offensive right now, it's just within a couple minutes. It's just an app you can download on your phone. You can go to the website, do a quick download. It just takes 2 minutes and it's a couple buttons and boom, you're active. Your information is protected using a special software called Protected Server that allows and encrypts your information so people cannot see what you're doing online and keeps you from being vulnerable. Anyways, guys, if you go to expressvpn.com/offensive right now, you can use my code to receive 3 months of a year free. That's expressvpn.com/offensive. Go there right now. Protect your devices, protect your computer, protect your children, your family, and most importantly, as always, protect your own information. Go to ExpressVPN right now. Let's jump into this. So some of you might be asking, well, where was I in all of this? I was in Dallas. You know, I was on the road for 10 days. I really can't be on the road 100% of the time. I'm married. I'm heading back out this weekend. God knows where I'm going to be, but I have to do boring adult stuff like, I don't know, feed my hamster, sleep with my wife, things that men need, you know? I have to do it, guys. I'm a carnal man. Maybe that's too much information for some, but I mean, you guys, you know, we got to remember that there's a human element in this and it's exhausting. And I really, really wanted to be there in Louisville, but I was there in Dallas. And just like we saw these people berating a black person, what do you know? More white people showed up, got in a line, blocked traffic, started yelling expletives and saying F you to a black woman who was sitting in her car trying to get through to get home. Why are white people assaulting and harassing black people while claiming to fight for black lives? I just don't get it, guys. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. I really hate these people. I'm starting to lose it. Let me take a sip of Black Rifle coffee. Nothing will calm you down like a giant hit of caffeine. Anyway, check this out. Now, something what you didn't see is I started filming when the woman was saying, you're protesting the wrong people. You're protesting the wrong people. I'm not the person you should be protesting. And you shouldn't be protesting black people. If you're fighting for black lives, that means fighting for black people who also disagree with your political ideology. But I don't want to beat a point into the ground. I'm just saying these people are terrorists. And that's why when they were joined, they even broke past police lines in this next clip in order to get past black officers, all black officers, including, but except for one Asian guy, and a Hispanic to break through and try to occupy because they were the parking garage of City Hall because they wanted to somehow get to the mayor. Nothing says I want to peacefully find a solution to the problems like forcing yourself in a mob into a government building. On top of that, I want to point out this video that you can see. There's not no sound. This is an Antifa carrying a long rifle, the same type of rifle that was carried by Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha. Now, I love how the media and establishment players condemn Kyle Rittenhouse, who defended himself in Kenosha as being a criminal for attending a rally with a rifle. The common question is, why would you attend a rally with a rifle? What's interesting to me is that at a lot of these rallies, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, carry guns openly. They do. And they don't get any criticism. Now, I know that the issue is you go, well, Kyle shot and killed two people and injured a third. But the point is that I also believe this individual, Antifa, if you tried to steal their gun, I say there, I can't tell their gender. It's very hard with these people. It's very hard. I'm not going to pull down their pants and say, show me PP or VV. I don't know. My point being is I can't tell their gender, but I can tell they have a gun. And I think that anybody with a gun, if you try to take it from them, has the right to kill you. That's just my opinion. I don't think Kyle did anything wrong, hence my t-shirt, Free Kyle. I know I can get deleted and banned for saying that, but damn you, censors, for censoring me for telling the truth. I was there. You can't ban me for being a key witness. I'm literally where you can't. You can't. And I'm helping his defense team. So I saw with my own eyes, this isn't a bias thing. The guy is innocent. He didn't commit any crimes in terms of the shooting. Whether he was a criminal for being there, I don't know. I can't get into that. I'm not a lawyer. But I can tell you that those shootings appeared to be justified by my video evidence, as well as others I saw. And also this individual, like many other people who bring guns for protective reasons, I support them, even if they're Antifa. I support Americans carrying guns for self-defense, period. But it wasn't just Dallas where I was at. It stayed pretty much peaceful as we were intercepted trying to occupy a freeway, it appeared at one point. There was some infighting. But guys, what happened next in Seattle may shock you. And I don't think we can't get age restricted for this because there's no actual violence. No one actually got hurt. But this might be one of the hardest clips I've ever had to watch in recent times of a police officer just completely getting assaulted and hit in the head with a metal bat. Thank God he was wearing a helmet. Viewer discretion is advised. Yeah, I mean, this was all simultaneously taking place. I mean, you saw that officer. They pushed him to the ground. They hit him with a cone, which is one thing. It's assault. But then they also hit him in the head with a metal bat. I mean, that is attempted murder. Nothing says that we do not live in a police state, that we do not live in a place where police brutality is real, that somebody thinks that they can hit a police officer in the head with a metal bat with full strength and not get shot back. I mean, in any other country, you would get shot by the police officer. And in fact, I think the police officer probably had the right to shoot that guy. I do. I fully do. I think he did. Actually, I know he did. But he didn't. Instead, he used bear mace. That is an officer who was not trying to kill people unintentionally or even as a first resort. I mean, these officers are really being unfairly criticized. That officer could have been killed or even brain damaged or paralyzed. Thank God it looked like he wasn't severely injured. Might have still gotten a concussion by the blunt force trauma. But that officer is alive, and I'm very happy about it. I mean, really, truly, I mean, that guy's life, God is real. It hurts my heart to see that, like, in the most real way. It's hard to watch. But the unrest also continued in the District of Columbia. Journalist James Klug, who is now doing this full time, he's a political commentator. You guys should follow him. I'm including links to all these people in the description. I'm trying really hard. I get a new full-time producer coming on soon. I have Chris, who's an assistant producer, but it's just really hard to run all this and travel mostly independently. The District of Columbia, also known as DC, James Klug found this video. He was recording this video of Antifa also breaking windows and then blocking journalists from recording with umbrellas, which is a common tactic that they use. And guys, if you do want to know something, so they were blocking journalists, and the reason how they know who to block is, you guys saw with me in Rochester how they set up a fake film crew, a documentary film crew, to pretend to be filming a documentary about journalists, and then they use that to target and find me, and then try to threaten assault me. But I'm still susceptible to arrest and stuff, but I've been doing this for about 3 years now. I'm pretty street smart. I know I look like a little, but, and I talk like one too, but you know, I don't really care because I've seen guys who talk a big talk. They have, you know, they're all, you know, whatever, but they're weak and you know, you don't mess with me. I really, truly just please don't. The boy's armed. I also have good good. The boy's armed. Come on, please don't touch. Please don't mess with me. Just please don't. I don't want it to get there. I really don't want it to get there. But you also saw that they did something similar in Philadelphia and West Philly at Clark Park. Well, now they're doing this. Check out this picture. James Klug said that they are passing out wristbands that glow to Antifa-friendly press. So not only do we have fake Antifa press now, we also have friendly Antifa press, which are people that are not biased, aka people who don't show their crimes. Now, what shocks me is that Ford Fisher got a wristband. I think that's Ford Fisher from News to Share. Ford Fisher is not Antifa-friendly press. But I don't know. I mean, I guess they like Ford Fisher. I like Ford Fisher. He's a cool guy. I meet him a lot. I have nothing against him. I just want to know, where's my glowing wristband? I want toys. These guys are childish. But that shows you. I mean, they're using targeting techniques. They're getting smarter. They're developing. Like you saw with Savannah earlier in the show, getting completely mobbed and attacked. I mean, let's play that clip one more time, showing a little bit of what she went through. I mean, it's just absolutely insane, guys, over Breonna Taylor, over lies in this country. We saw riots. And if people can have unrest over lies, you have to ask yourself the question, who's creating those lies? Who's organizing this unrest? I think you know what it is and who it is. We'll keep touching on this more. But to talk a little bit about her experience as being jumped as a reporter, because I couldn't get Shelby or George or Drew on board because they are in jail or were in jail at the time of this recording. I want to welcome to the show Savannah Hernandez. You guys saw the video. She got pummeled out in Austin, Texas. And so I want to welcome to Slightly Offensive reporter Savannah Hernandez. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Elijah.
Yeah. Okay. So we watched the video. We saw you getting attacked. You were covering the Breonna Taylor protests and riots. Tell us what happened. Why did you get jumped of all people, especially being a small girl?
So basically, I kind of feel like I'm the Andy Ngo of Austin, Texas. All of the Antifa and BLM protesters know who I am over here, just because I'm constantly, and I have been, covering their riots and protests since May, since George Floyd. So they know who I am here. They know my views. They follow my Twitter account. And I was there marching with them for 2.5 hours with no issue at all. I was just there, you know, neutrally reporting the scene, wasn't really talking to anyone. I think I talked to two individuals, you know, basically just doing actual journalism, like, hey, what are your views? Why do you have guns? Do you plan to use them on police? Other than those two individuals, I really wasn't talking to anyone, just kind of showing people the scene, reporting what was going on the ground. They found out that I was there via my Twitter, and this white guy just starts chanting my name and pointing at me. And he basically like instigated this whole entire mob to come and swarm me, and they all started taking turns punching and hitting me. I started walking away, trying to just get out of the mob, and I feel a punch to the back of my head. And at that point, I'm like, okay, you know, the only way I'm going to get out of this is self-defense. So I just turned around. I was cornered up against a boarded up bar on 6th Street in Austin, Texas. And at that point, I just started fighting my way out of it. They realized I was going to hit back, so they started backing up. I put my phone up as well throughout this whole process to just kind of, you know, take video of my attackers, because I've been attacked so many times in Austin, Texas, and I usually don't file any assault charges. But this time I wanted to get my attackers on camera, because it's not okay to assault people on the street for no reason, because, you know, you don't like their views. So I put my camera up, they swatted it out of my hand, they stole it, and then they took turns trying to beat me up. And yeah, so that was my experience last night trying to do journalism here in Austin, Texas. I got beat up and robbed by peaceful protesters.
Well, I mean, we saw the footage and it actually was pretty scary. I mean, they literally surrounded you. But I want to bring this up. You were attacked, I'm clarifying, by white people. And not that I don't care about identity politics. Actually, I think it's completely BS. I don't really care if a white person attacked you or a black person. I just want to like kind of stick this to them. They're there protesting the unfair treatment of people of color specifically. Mm-hmm. You, a person of color, were then treated unfairly while just doing what they say, just walking around, minding your own business, and you were attacked by white people. Is that really what happened?
That is what happened. There's also a big community of Hispanic people here, other Hispanic people who don't like me and will come and attack me as well. And the reason why they wanted to silence me too was because, you know, there's the Black Lives Matter group here in Austin, and then there's the Antifa group. And I was getting on video all of their infighting. There was this Black BLM leader who was fighting with this white Antifa leader about what the motivation for the march was last night and what tactics they wanted to use, where they wanted to go, blah, blah, blah. And I got all of that on camera. Just the infighting of these crazed white people trying to take over the BLM movement. And I talked to that woman as well, actually. I lied. I talked to the two guys with guns, and then I talked to her, and I just said, hey, so do you feel like, as a Black person, you know, this is a Black Lives Matter movement, do you feel like these white Antifa types are trying to take over the whole, I guess, idea of what this march is supposed to be for? And she just basically talked about how they will go and make trouble, and then when the cops come and start arresting people, they'll all take off, and then BLM is left to pick up the pieces, basically. So it was just very funny, like you said, though, too, that it's Antifa, it's these white people, and then again, other Hispanic people here in Austin trying to silence a minority woman committing the crime of reporting news on the street.
Yeah, I think the world's safer with less minority women doing jobs. I mean, you wouldn't want them to stop being cleaners or something and maybe advance as a society and move. I think that was the Ozzy Osbourne's, right, daughter that was talked about how, like, if you don't allow Hispanics to work, who's going to clean your restroom or something like that? I remember she said that. But apparently, shockingly, according to the left standards on what Hispanics can do, they also contribute a lot more to society, like report. But apparently in this country, you can't be a successful Hispanic if you have the wrong ideas, because that's what they do. They don't just target anybody. They target specifically anyone who disagrees with them ideologically. And then they scapegoat and they use Black people and Hispanic people that agree with them as sort of like frontline cannon fodder, so that if you oppose them, then you're anti-Black and anti-Hispanic. Meanwhile, they get free reign. Earlier we watched a clip in Dallas where white people were yelling at a Black woman that, you know, F you, yelling at her, screaming at her. But it's okay, because why? White people get a free pass to be racist as long as it's against somebody that disagrees with the BLM movement, which I think to me is actually just racism in itself.
Yeah, I think if we go back to the traditional definition of racism, that's probably what it is. And I'm glad you brought up this point, too, because that's exactly what they're doing to the AG of Kentucky right now. They're basically like, oh, that Black man, he's a Republican. He doesn't believe BLM. And they're targeting him for all of this racial nonsense. And they're being completely racist towards this man because he's not perpetuating the BLM lie. We all know that the whole Breonna Taylor case has been perpetuated on a lie. It's been celebrities, media, politicians trying to push this false narrative, which is why apparently it's now okay to attack anyone on the street who doesn't agree with the false narrative. So yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly. If you're a minority that doesn't agree with BLM, you're essentially a white racist person in their eyes. You're white passing.
Yeah, and well, I'll tell you this. I mean, I'm not colorblind, but you're not really white passing. I don't know if that offends you. You're definitely not white, but I'm glad that you're safe. I'm sorry that honestly, I'm very sorry to hear that you got hit in the head. These people are evil. They're disgusting. They really are animals. And it's not even a partisan issue. This is not me being upset at them because I disagree with their stances. I mean, if you're going to walk up to a woman, especially a working woman, and in their own terminology, a woman of color, which I think is such a stupid way to describe people. But anyway, that's just what they say. And you're going to attack her. You're going to rob her. You're going to steal her equipment. If she's trying to be successful, if she's going ahead, then you've just basically undermined your entire movement. But I mean, in the end, I always try to ask anyone on the show this. I mean, are you okay? Did you have a concussion? Like, what are you doing all right now emotionally? What's your current position?
I'm doing okay. As you guys can see, my face is untouched because I don't think Antifa was expecting me to hit back. And I just want to say, too, to other independent journalists out there, if you have the option to go out with someone else, definitely do that. These people are unhinged and they don't want you to record them committing these criminal acts or getting arrested or anything. So if you're an independent journalist, don't go out by yourself. And if you can take security, definitely do it. I'm doing okay. You know, the back of my head hurts because someone decided to punched me in the back of the head. And yeah, it was just the most cowardly acts I've ever seen. And I was more shocked after the fact that so many men on the street were okay with hitting on a minority, a woman, you know, take away the minority thing, which is just a woman in general. And in the video, you can hear them saying, you know, F her up, F you, F you. And I've never experienced such hate and vitriol. So shocking, not shocking, but just upsetting to see in our country.
Yeah, it is. And Savannah, before we wrap things up, where can people find you? Where can they follow you? Plug yourself shamelessly. Go.
So Twitter, you can follow me at Sav_says_. Instagram, Sav with one N. And then YouTube, Sav Says. That's where you guys can find all of my work and all of the continued work that I will be doing, because this incident definitely has not deterred me from wanting to go out. It's just made me want to go out even more. So let's do it.
We're happy that is the case, and I hope to see a lot more from you. Anyways, guys, thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive with maybe like your sixth favorite host on YouTube, maybe eight. If I make the top 10, I'll be very happy. If I'm up to 15, I'll be satisfied. If you guys love the show and you make it this far on the podcast, as I always say, that means you probably love it. And if you make it this far and you don't love it, something's wrong with you, and you need to like think about your priorities and why you waste your time watching things you don't like. But I'm assuming you like the show. And so please go to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive and sign up now more than ever. Like Sav said, independence journalists are under attack. We are censored. We are demonetized. And your support at Blaze TV directly supports the show, directly supports the mission and what we do to give voices to people like Sav, who in and of herself needs to be shown for someone that is trying to expose the truth and not a criminal like they tried to paint her for just exercising her constitutional rights. But if you guys don't want to spend any money, if you're like, hey, I can't do that. Maybe you're a college student. Maybe it's just not the right time for you. That's totally cool. A free way you can support us that helps us out a lot. Go to Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. It's like, if you don't want to leave a 5-star review, you're just kind of a jerk, because you make it this far, you don't want to spend any money. Fine. I'm not asking you to, but then it's like, you're like, I'm not even going to leave a review. It's kind of sad, but hey, if you don't want to do it, that's on you. But if you do want to help us out a lot, leave us a 5-star review. We're up to 1,200 now, and we were at like 100 like a couple months ago. So you guys have been really coming around. Thank you guys so much again for watching. Have a great rest of the week. Please follow Sav, support our sponsors, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.